Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on enhancing India's innovation ecosystem. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
So I'm joined by Mr. Dilip Chinoy, former Secretary General at FICCI. And today's topic of discussion is on India's innovation ecosystem. It's good to have you on the program, Mr. Chinoy.
Thank you, Arjun. It's a pleasure to be here.
In today's discussion, we would be covering a number of points, including government policies and funding, including the Anusandhan National Research Fund, public-private partnership, Startup India, Digital India, Make in India, and Atmanirbhar Bharat. We'll also be talking about the key sectors where India's innovation ecosystem has helped grow it, and of course the challenges and opportunities in the sector. But first, we will begin with the address of Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi's Yugam Conclave, which is a first of its kind strategic conclave at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, where the new education policy is being discussed, which is driving transformation in the country. And the Honorable Prime Minister spoke about the trinity of talent, temperament and technology. Let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say.
साथियों, टैलेंट, टेम्परामेंट और टेक्नोलॉजी की ट्रिनिटी ही भारत के भविष्य को ट्रांसफॉर्म करेगी। इसके लिए हम भारत के बच्चों को बचपन में ही जरूरी एक्सपोजर दे रहे हैं।
Mr. Chinoy, if you look at the challenges and opportunities when it comes to the innovation ecosystem, education technology has been cited as one of the sectors where India can do a lot more. How do you see the new education policy in the Yugam Conclave being addressed?
The Prime Minister talked about the education system and its relation to innovation in three different ways. First, he talked about the government policies, whether it is a new education policy or the new curriculum that they are developing or the whole AI initiative that they're taking, one nation, one database, or the access to different journals by students. So there was this whole thing about looking at the new education policy, reforms in education, and he also recounted the growth of the number of Indian universities in the top 2,000 in terms of the ranking and the top 500 in terms of the QS rankings. So that was one aspect that he talked about, impact of education in the whole innovation ecosystem. The second initiative that he talked about, of course, was the Atal Tinkering Lab and the school education system, where we have over 50,000 such labs in the school system. And of course, the one digital education infrastructure under the PME Vidya and the Diksha programs, and also looking at enabling the preparation of textbooks in over 30 Indian languages and several foreign languages. In terms of the reforms, he talked about the national credit framework where students can study diverse subjects simultaneously. And he talked about the need to strengthen India's research ecosystem. I think it is a very interesting ecosystem that has been created in the education sphere. And then, of course, he talked about the initiatives that have been taken by the IITs, for example, the Hyperloop developed by IIT Madras, or the nanotechnology developed by scientists in the Indian Institute of Science of Bangalore, and other things, including the first indigenous MRI machine. So all of this was in the education sphere that he talked about, the changes and the new partnerships that have been created to promote innovation.
Mr. Chinoy, since you cited the One Nation, One Subscription scheme, which has been spoken about by Shri Narendra Modi, well, let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say.
किसी भी देश का भविष्य उसकी युवा पीढ़ी पर निर्भर होता है इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हम अपने युवाओं के भविष्य के लिए और उनको भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए तैयार करें इसमें बड़ी भूमिका देश के एजुकेशन सिस्टम की भी होती है इसलिए हम देश के एजुकेशन सिस्टम को 21वीं सदी की जरूरतों के मुताबिक आधुनिक बना रहे हैं
मिस्टर चिनॉय वी हैव नाउ Let us focus to the education technology in this discussion. Let's have a talk about some of the other key sectors where innovation has played a key role from India. FinTech, Deep Tech, Electronic Commerce and Clean Technology. For the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, can you tell us Why is it that these key sectors have received so much focus, VC funding and workforce deployment?
Well, if you look at, let's say, the digital public infrastructure or the fintech, as you called it, right, termed it. And there are many aspects to fintech, but let's take the fundamental digital public infrastructure, which includes the Aadhaar, which includes the UPI, which has other aspects of the payment ecosystem. Now, India has developed these to scale. There are 9 billion transactions on one platform. We are then also talking about the open network for commerce, the ONDC, which is also going in. So if you look at, and that also includes, you know, payment systems for the purchases that you make it there. Then you have the direct benefits transfer, which also has, you know, nearly billions of transactions every year. So the scale, speed of these transactions and the sustainability of these digital public infrastructure is a huge kind of impact for India. And it's very well established that these are leaders in technology there. If you look at the second area where we are talking about, let's say in the health space, right? We have developed low-cost MRIs, where we have developed non-invasive testing for blood there. In fact, during the whole pandemic, there was a huge initiative on developing a different set of reagents. We also developed our own vaccine. We have the BIRAC system, which is there. And we have over a lakh startups, which are focusing on different areas there, and including areas like deep tech. Now, deep tech is both, the government has launched both the AI mission and the quantum mission. If you look at the other aspects where companies are researching, Indian companies, top five companies, let's say in the IT space, and even smaller companies are investing a whole lot of resources on AI, on blockchain, on other aspects of the whole information technology ecosystem. So you are seeing companies also investing in biotechnology. We are seeing a lot of investment in pharma. The automotive sector, especially the automotive component sector, has always been a very heavy investor in R&D and innovation. And in fact, it has been termed as frugal engineering or frugal innovation. So there are a lot of sectors happening across the country, but there is a lot of opportunity, and we as a country have to do more, as the Prime Minister said, to really leverage the talent and the whole availability of human capital in India and take forward and develop technology and give new products and services to the world.
So, Mr. Chinoy, let's hear what Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi had to say on the vision of making AI in India, with the objective of making AI work for India.
Hum make AI in India, iske vision par kaam kar rahe hain. Aur hamara uddesh hai, make AI work for India. Is baar ke budget mein humne IIT mein seaton ki sankhya aur capacity badhane ka nirnay liya hai.
Mr. Chinoy, any kind of innovation ecosystem is built on its commercial viability. The government obviously provides subsidies, it institutes policy, it's a framework within which the entire ecosystem works. It also provides its own alternative funding through public-private partnerships, where the government of India, you have academia and the private sector playing a key role. You also have policies which are supposed to be enablers, but the commercial viability is based on valuations and earnings. So how do you see venture capital funding succeeding in India in the time to come?
So there are two parts to your question, and I'll try and, for the benefit of the listeners, divide it in two parts. The first is, if you go back 10 years or 9.5 years, there were hardly 450 startups. Nobody knew how to fund startups, or, you know, the whole ecosystem in India was not developed. We had very few venture capital or private equity companies in India. But fast forward to 2025, we have over a lakh and maybe 20,000 startups registered. There are a lot of maybe startups who are not yet registered, but there are two or three different types of funding entities of venture capital in India. The first one are the government-enabled, SIDBI-enabled fund of funds. Recently in the budget, a 20,000 crore allocation was announced there. Some of the government public sector banks have specific funds for there. The second is the Indian firms, Indian organizations who have launched venture capital or private equity funds. Some of them are the family offices. Others are offshoots of organizations like Wipro or Airtel or Reliance, etc., where the Indian firms investing Indian money in both Indian startups and also overseas startups, really with a view to see how to best enable the system. And the third element is the foreign venture capital, private equity firms that are looking at different sectors and looking at funding Indian founded entities and develop that. So if you look at different sectors, you're seeing 20 to 30% growth rates in venture capital funding in some of the sectors. Of course, during COVID, it all took kind of a hit. But post-COVID, the funding is recovering. I mean, it depends on the sector. For example, in 2022-23, blockchain and Web3 was an interesting area where people invested. Now the investment is in AI. And of course, in other technologies also, companies are investing both domestic and foreign. And there are different types of funding available. There are seed funds, right? There are then small startups who give initial funding, the seed money. Then there are other people who give different amounts and venture capital in different series, right? And then, of course, there are large venture capital funds which give large amounts depending upon the needs of the companies. So you've had a variety of companies in different sectors, right, in India access these funds and grow.
Mr. Chinoy, I would also like to bring to your attention patent commercialization, because it's a related aspect to venture capital funding. We're talking about ownership of assets, the key technology that brings about a business change or to start up a business, whether you're talking about a startup with collaborations internationally or with other corporates. Could you tell us something about patent commercialization, where we are seeking to transition from registration of patents under the Patents Act and rules and, of course, publications of it to commercialization?
If you look at the data, because everything here is based on data. So 2020-14, we had approximately 42,000 patents filed from India. We have over 80,000 22-23, and that number has gone up in 23 and 24. One interesting thing that has happened is that domestic filings have now surpassed foreign filings, which is a major shift and, you know, shows resilience of Indian R&D. But the challenge really here, as you mentioned, the commercialization of patents, it's a weak link. Only about roughly 10% of the academic patents are licensed. And it's very interesting, the Department of Science and Technology, the CSIR, you know, the different laboratories, all have very interesting programs for commercialization of technology, right? If you're a flyer and in a particular airline, you get this food that is, you know, you put water and it becomes poha or things like that, right? The actual technology was developed in the CFTRI, Food Technology Research Institute in Mysore. For many years, nobody had used it. It was only being used by the army. So there are two aspects to this whole commercialization of technology. One is, especially done by the academic world, is how do you find practical use cases? There's something might be staring you in the face, but then we need entrepreneur to take this product and commercialize it and make a business sense out of it. I think that's an area which, as a country, we need to improve. If you really want to see huge growth in the innovation ecosystem as we go forward.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Dilip Chinoy, former Secretary General at FICCI, for talking to us at length, the entire gamut of India's innovation ecosystem, including the education technology that Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi spoke about at the Yugam Conclave today. Thank you.
Thank you, Arjun.
You are listening to a discussion on enhancing India's innovation ecosystem. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstdocs@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.